Welcome to the Real BS Show. Our final show of 22, right?
That's right. Last show.
We had a review 22.
Yeah.
A lot of, I don't know, I guess see who, you want to see who died this year?
Yeah. There's a long list of people that died 22.
I bet we'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Super surprised. Well, the number one person I know is Gary Taylor, our guitar player, singer, the Distance Band.
Right.
And
this is his song.
This is his song that we're playing right now. Born in 49, died in 22. So I think that's about 73 years, not sure.
Right.
Legendary wrestling coach. Let's listen to his song. We can talk about him afterwards.
Right.
Okay. Take it away, Gary.
I need
Gary, we're going to miss you. I miss you every week, especially on Tuesdays, when you would always call me.
Right.
We'd talk for an hour.
Right.
Yeah, I can say a lot of our phone conversations between Gary and I were not short ones. They always were 2 or 3 hours long and an hour long. You know, they varied, but they never were short. You know, he had a lot of, it was very easy to talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, Gary and I went back a long ways. 50 years or more.
Right. Yeah, he was a good guy. And we do miss him. He had a lot of musical talent that brought in and made the music fun, you know?
He always told me, you never lose. He said, you only lose if you don't learn anything.
Right.
But if you learn something from your losses, then you're not a loser.
Right.
And he's the first guy that ever told me that, so it made a lot of sense. I said, carry with me until I die.
Right.
So, I don't know, what do you want to do?
We could talk about...
You want to talk about all the people that died in 2022?
Yeah, we could talk about more famous people. We could say, you know, celebrities that passed away. We don't have to go through every single one of them, but the ones that we knew and kind of maybe had some influence.
The ones we knew.
Yeah.
I bet we're going to be surprised when we see this list.
Yeah. And the hard thing is separating the last 3 years. That's, I think, the hard part. Is in the last 3 years, we've had a lot of deaths, you know, and, you know, I had my brother pass away. I had an uncle, I had a great aunt. And it's, you know, I had a guy that I knew that I used to hunt with. He passed away. It's been a very, you know, rough year, you know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, this whole 2022 is, I just hope 2023 is much better, but I got a sneaking feeling it's not going to be.
Right. You know, that's there's different ones that have passed away, like Christy McVie, you know, she was a Fleetwood Mac. There's a lot of other famous ones that, you know, passed away that we can mention, you know, just that way it's, their names are heard, you know, because most people probably don't even know, you know.
Well, like the first one I see there is Dan Reeves.
Yeah.
The football player for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right. And Denver Broncos coach,
Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, he was a coach.
Yeah.
A good coach, too.
Right, yeah. And I don't know if you know Ralph Staub. You know, he was a football coach for the Cincinnati and Ohio State. And he was an older coach, 93 years old, he passed away. But still, geez, you know, it's like time flies.
Yeah, you forget about these people until they... until they die, I guess.
Right.
So, yeah, I remember him.
You know, there's Larry Bittner. Bittner, I think, 75 years old, is a baseball player. You know, Chicago Cubs and Texas Rangers and Montreal Expos.
Yeah, I didn't know him either.
Yeah.
And I always thought I was such a sports fan.
Big Daddy Weave. You ever hear of Big Daddy Weave, the band?
No,
The bassist, 42 years old, passed away. John Weaver, Jay Weaver.
Wow.
Yeah. Then there's a football player, Odell Berry. He died from the Denver Broncos. He was 80 years old.
Didn't know him either.
Yeah.
So let's sneak down the list and see.
Yeah, we're going through the list here. There's a long list.
Yeah, there's a lot of old people on there.
Ross Browner, 67, Hall of Fame football player, Cincinnati Bengals, Houston Gamblers, Green Bay Packers. He was 67 years old.
No, didn't know him.
We're not going through how they died. I mean, we're just talking that they are passed on, you know? Tom Machnick. Is a baseball player, Detroit Tigers, Kansas City Royals, Milwaukee Brewers. He was a World Series champion, 68.
Yeah, it's before my time. Well, sort of.
Right. Well, it was your teenager years, right?
Yeah.
There's right there, Ralph Neely. You remember him?
No.
He was a football player, Dallas Cowboys, and Super Bowl champion 1972 and 78.
I should have known him.
Oh, Greg Robinson. He was a football coach for Syracuse and Denver Broncos. Ray Boyle is an actor. Who's 98.
Sidney Poitier.
Poitier, he was a bohemian actor.
In the Heat of the Night. Yeah. Something about...
Guess he was coming to dinner. Yeah, he's an Oscar winner and Grammy winner, so he was a pretty well-known actor.
A lot of people knew him. He was pretty well-known.
Calvin Simon from Parliament and Funkadelic died, 79 years old. I grew up on a lot of that music. Bob Saget passed away. Basically what I heard was he had COVID and also had a head injury, and that he just basically died in a hotel. That's tragic.
Bob Saget?
Yeah, a comedian. He was actually a very good comedian. I kind of liked him.
Yeah, he was pretty quick. Yeah.
Then you have, let's see here, Eddie Pazinski. He was a baseball player for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Pittsburgh Pirates, and Portland Beavers. Marilyn Bergman, she was a songwriter. She's more of a little bit older time frame, you know, like older music, The Way We Were, The Windmills of Your Mind.
Huh.
Don Dillard, baseball player, he passed away. You know, we got a lot of people that passed away. Just, they have Dwayne Hickman, he died at 87. He was a actor and television director.
So, was that Dobie Gillis? No.
Where's that at?
Dwayne Hickman?
Dwayne Hickman, yeah. He passed away. No. Then Robert Ackerman, he was a film director. I kind of know a little bit about him.
Don Maynard.
Yeah, Don Hall Maynard. Yeah. 86 years old. New York Titans, Jets, New York Giants.
I remember him with the Jets. He was, I think, a wide receiver.
Right. Yeah, he was Super Bowl champion in 69.
Yeah, him and Joe Namath.
Right. There's a lot of people. Jerry Crutchfield, he was 87 years old, country and pop record producer, songwriter, musician. Then there was Richard Fulmer, he was an actor, 69 years old. Don Sutherland, he was a Hall of Fame football player for mostly Canadian football, I think, because there's Hamilton Tiger Cats, Ottawa Rough Riders, Toronto Argonauts. Yeah, he sounds like he's more for Canada. Ronnie Spector, she was 78. She's a singer of the Ronettes. You remember the Ronettes, right?
Yeah. I didn't know her name or anything.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. There was a... I'm going through the list here. Then there's Junior Savi, a football player for Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, and Seattle Seahawks. He was 43 years old.
Wow.
Sonny Turner, 83 years old, for the Platters. I grew up listening to the Platters, you know?
Yeah, that's a popular group.
Dallas Frazier, country musician and songwriter. He was 82 years old.
That makes me nervous, all these 70 and 80 year olds. So I'm in that ballpark.
Yeah, but you're pretty healthy, you know?
Well.
You don't have any cancer.
Not yet.
No.
Give me a couple months.
You know.
It happens so fast, you know. It can happen.
Right.
So quick. Well, look at Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, 1 week I'm talking to him, the next week, boom. Gone.
Right.
I'm upset with him. He didn't say goodbye.
Right.
You know, geez, I wish you could talk to him one more time.
Right, it was so quick.
Yeah.
John Lind, 73, Save the Best for Last, Crazy for You. He's a musician. Those are good songs. You got a basketball coach, Joe B. Hall. He was 93, Hall of Fame basketball coach for the Kentucky Wildcats. These are some of the older baseball players here. You got Ethan Blackby. He's 81 years old. I don't know if you remember him.
No.
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 There's a lot of... 101 years old, Charles McKee, a fighter pilot, member of the Tuskegee Airmen and Congressional Gold Medal recipient. He passed away on January 16th. Yeah,
Tuskegee Airmen?
Yeah, yeah. There's not too many of them left. Just going through, we're only in the Januaries here. We got a long ways to go because there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Dick Halligan, the musician, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and composer of Go Tell the Spartans, Fear City, Grammy winner of the 70s. He was 78 years old.
Huh.
Louisa Harris, 66, Hall of Fame basketball player. Seems like that's a women's basketball league, I believe, that at WNBA. Leland Bird is a basketball player, 94 years old. Jeez. There's like Gloria McMillan. She was our Miss Brooks.
There's Meatloaf.
Yeah, Meatloaf. Yeah, he's 74 years old. He wasn't too healthy, in his last few years. There was a lot of issues, complications he had. He was a good singer.
Louis Anderson, the comedian?
Yep, yeah. 68.
Wow.
Game host shows. Family Feud. I remember him on Family Feud.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm just going through the list here.
It's funny how some of these guys show up and kind of popular or well-known, right, and all of a sudden they just disappear.
Mace Newfield, who was a film producer for A Hunt for Red October, Vindicus, and The Equalizer. He was 93. I'm just going through the...
There's a Ralph Natale. He's that mobster guy.
Yeah, he died 86 years old.
Philadelphia crime family.
Yeah. Someone probably else took his place. Now I'm going to have a hit on
I'm
me.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to have dark humor in this, but, you know. There's a... We're almost out of the Januaries. There's Peter Robbins, 65 years old. He's an actor in Peanuts and Blondie. I believe he played Charlie.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. Yeah, he was the voice of Charlie Brown. Peter Robbins was, that voice that you remember, Charlie Brown. That was him. Hmm. I didn't know he passed away. That was news to me.
I didn't know Charlie Brown spoke.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. And it was in the cartoons. Hmm. There's Morgan Stevens. He was 7 years old. He was an actor in Fame, A Year in Life, Melrose Place. Then there's
you want to get that convicted murderers?
Yeah, we. I don't know if we need to, but there's Matthew Reeves. Yeah, 44. Yeah, that's a little disturbing sometimes to see some of that. Well, they're celebrities for some reason.
Yeah, for the wrong reason.
Yeah. Donald May, actor. He's Colt 45, Edge of Night, Texas. I don't know if you know who he was. Let's see here. There's Howard Hesseman. He was an actor. He did Spinal Tap, The Head of Glass. He's 81 years old. Sam Lay, he was a drummer and vocalist, 86 years old. There was a John Singblom. He was 100 years old, military officer, co-founder of Western Goals Foundation. John Appleton, he was 83, composer. I've heard of his music, electrical acoustic music. Just going through it nice and slow. Carlton Carpenter, 95. 2 weeks with love and three little words, summer stock. I don't know if you know any of those.
No,
it's
all.
Jimmy Johnson, 93 years old. He passed away. He was a blues guitarist and singer. The comic writer for The Flash, Gotham by Gaslight, Imperial Guard, that was Brian Augustine. He was 67. He passed away. There's just so many.
Yeah. It's quite a list. We're going to be here for a long time.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Bill Hitch, 89. Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, Houston Rockets, NBA champion, 81. Mickey Bass was a bassist. Did you know?
Yeah.
78. His last name was Bass. Did he change it?
Yeah, he might have.
A lot of basketball players. You got John Sanders, basketball player for the Kansas City Athletics and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nancy Berg, 90 years old. She was a model and actress.
Nope, didn't know her.
You got Santonio Beard, a 41 football player. Alabama Crimson Tide. Just trying to go through these here. There's...
You think when we kick off, they'll put our names on there?
No, I don't think so. I think it'll be a footnote.
I can't even spell Wikipedia.
Well, you know, the thing is in these here, most of these people are going to be forgotten anyhow. There's very few people that are going to remember. Do you remember the famous people from 300 years ago? Very few. There's very few that we remember because those are kind of like timeless people. But most of the famous, like these are like the 5%ers that are famous, you know? They're not going to remember. Cyril Johnson, he was a blues singer, 85. George Crumb, the Ancient Voices of Children, Black Angels, and I remember hearing about him. He was 92. The special effects supervisor, Douglas Trumbull, for 2001 Space Odyssey and Blade Runner, he passed away. We're just going through it nice and slow. We're in February, by the way.
Well, we're only halfway through February?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It's just a lot of people that have passed on, and we're skipping quite a few of them because we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
If you see one, just call it out, Bill. I'll stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't see anyone's out right now in the February ones. I don't see anybody there.
PJ O'Rourke?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
National Lapoon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Parliament of Whores? Can we say that on the podcast? Give War a Chance? He's a humorist. He was 74. Wow, here's a pilot that was 101, Gail Halverson, Operation Little Vittles. Just, you know, this.
Yeah, a lot of names that nobody will ever remember.
Like, you know, you might have known him in a part. Here's Brad Johnson. He was 62, an actor, always soldier of fortune, and also a Marlboro man. He was the Marlboro man.
He was the model for the Marlboro man.
He was one of the models. There was multiple ones. You don't see that anymore, the models from Marlboro Man.
I think they...
kind of did away with that, huh?
Yeah, they passed the law. Ouch.
Yeah. And Bill's popping over there.
Wonder how that happened.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Right here. David Boggs. He's 71. He was electrical and radio engineer and co-inventor of the Ethernet. Now, you have your Ethernet cable that goes to your computers and runs networks and switches. So David Boggs, 71 years old, was the inventor of that.
Hmm. Like to be in his...
right there, Bill. You see that blue thing?
Yeah. I'd like to be in his, whatever you call it, whatever they leave behind.
Legacy, yeah.
Be read off in his will.
Yeah, I'm going to mention this guy here. Roy Gold is 94 years old, electrical engineer and physicist who specialized in plasma physics. These are things that today apply that people don't even know that happens, you know?
Yeah, well, they never got famous for it, really.
Right.
Yeah,
they're just kind of on the footnote. They made that. Charlie Taylor, 80 years old, Hall of Fame football player, Washington Redskins.
I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Henry, 65, drummer for the Wipers.
Never heard of him.
That's an interesting band name. Is that like a nursing home Wipers or something? I don't know.
I wonder what kind of people these people were, you know? Were they people trying to do their best or...
Right.
Well, there's a couple mobsters in there, so they weren't very nice.
Right. This guy here, Mark Langan, was 57, was a musician I kind of knew about, but through the Screaming Trees and Gutter Twins and Queens of Stone Age, mostly through the Queen of Stone Age. I remember him. I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah, he was born in 64. Holy cow, he wasn't that old.
No, he's only 57. I didn't read into why. That's another day we can look into that.
I guess it doesn't matter, you know. Once you're dead, you're dead.
Sally Kellerman, she was an actress in MASH, Back to School, Brewster, McCloud. She was 84 years old. Football, Lionel James, 59 years old. He's a football player, San Diego Chargers. He passed away.
Yeah, I remember that name. Yeah. It says Paul Cantor.
Yeah, Paul Cantor, literary
critic.
But
that's not the guitar player for Jefferson Starship Airplane.
No, that's a different dude.
Yeah.
Snooty Wild, he was a rapper.
Can you get those pops out of there?
No, I can. We can depress and normalize. Yeah. Jeez, this goes on and on. We're just finally finishing the Februarys. You know, Ike DeLock was 92 years old as a basketball player. When you look through this, it kind of gives me a little bit of appreciation for life, because these people all lived lives and. They had the good and the ugly, you know. And Johnny Brown was 84 years old. He's an actor, like Plastic Man, Good Times. Shane Olivia was 40 years old, football player for the San Diego Chargers. Tim Considine is 81. Was 81 years
My
old.
My three sons, the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, and the Patton. Yeah.
Patton. Yeah. Considine.
Yeah. Denroy Morgan. He was 76 years old, Jamaican reggae musician. I've heard of him before. Listen to some of his music. Jimbo Henson, he was a country singer, 70 years old.
There's another bassist that bit the dust. Jeff Howell.
Jeff Howell, right there.
Bassist for Foghat.
Yeah. 6 years old. Jeez.
Too much of the good life, I guess.
Yeah, guitarist Mike Cross, Sponge guitarist.
Here's a picture of William Hurt. Jeez, now he's a pretty famous actor there.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're just going through the list because there's a lot of football players. Jim Richards, football player, 75 years old for New York Jets. He passed away.
Must have been a lineman because nobody ever heard of him.
Ron Stander, 77. He was a boxer. Jimmy Landon, 98. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. He's an actor for Blessed Twice, Life with Father, First 100 Years.
Never met him.
How about this one right here? Richard Podelor was 86 years old.
No.
He was a musician for the Pets.
Record
producer for Steppenwolf, Three Dog Night.
Wow.
That was up your alley. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah, those are...
Emilio Delgado was 81 years old. He was a Sesame Street, I Will Fight No More Forever, Case of You. He was an actor. Mario Gigante was a mobster, 89 or 98 years old.
Genovese crime family.
Yeah. We got to mention them. We're socially obligated to mention the mobsters. Brad Martin, a country singer, 48 years old.
Well, those mobsters taught our government how to perform.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? How to steal money and kill people.
Right. Tracy Braxton, she was 50 years old, R&B singer. Barry Bailey was 73, guitarist for the Atlanta Rhythm Section. William Hurt, 71 years old. Kiss of a Spider Woman, Broadcast News, Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
We're into March, by the way.
Scott Hall, a professional wrestler.
Yeah, 63.
Muscle guy.
Steve Withel was a 74 computer scientist. I know he contributed to a lot to like the GIF format. I remember that. The reason I bring that up is, you know, like the animated images before videos were really popular. Yeah. He was the one that invented that.
That's GIF.
Yeah, GIF, but they call it GIF, not GIF. I almost lost my spot there. Mario Greer, 50-year-old football player from New England Patriots. Ralph Terry, 86 years old, baseball player for the New York Yankees, Kansas City Athletics, New York Mets, World Series champion, 61 and 62.
Sounds like a pitcher. I think he was a pitcher.
Yeah.
I think he might have pitched a perfect game.
Right. Yeah, he is a pitcher.
Yeah, I think he pitched a perfect game in the World Series. I don't know.
Right, let me see here.
Might be the only pitcher that ever did that.
No, I'm not seeing it on there specifically.
Get the MVP, I know that.
John Clayton, reporter and sports writer for the ESPN, died. John Clayton, 67. Songwriter Bobby Weinstein, Going Out of My Mind, It's Gonna Take a Miracle, I'm on the Outside Looking In. He passed away. I don't remember hearing the New York Dragons. That must be like a smaller league.
I don't know.
Never.
I don't recognize any of those names.
John Roche, I know about him when he passed away. Not too many people know who that guy is, but he was 83 years old. And he was a microcomputer pioneer. And
you work for the IRS?
Yeah, well, the microcomputer pioneer is like, you're talking about the small devices, embedded devices and things like that. And I've dealt with a little bit of that myself in my work. So I knew about his name when he passed away.
Madeleine Albright. There's a biggie.
Yeah.
Born in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. We don't mention the politicians. We skipped over a lot of them, but
she was. Well, I don't want nothing to do with them, anyways. But she was bad. She was, I think, Secretary the first, first female Secretary of State. And then along came Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So there's a pair for you.
Right, right. Just crazy. Jeff Carson, country singer, 58. Not On Your Love, The Car, Hold On to Something.
No, don't know him. Paul Herman?
Yeah, actor. The Sopranos. Sopranos, yeah. I think I might have. I don't recognize him that much. Okay, all right, I recognize him. I just going. We're gonna go through this list a little bit
faster.
Yeah, because this list is.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
There's a lot of names we don't even know who they are. You know, like. You know, I don't know anybody. If you see someone, tell
who's
me.
Who's that lady?
Estelle Harris. Yeah, she's coming
that
up.
Was
here.
Seinfeld or
Seinfeld's
Costanza?
Costanza's mother. Yeah, she played Costanza's mother.
Estelle Harris, 93.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Toy Story. She did Toy Story too.
Yeah, she was funny. She was really funny.
Yeah, she was a good actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, she was unique, that's for sure.
You know, there's the Funk Brothers, Joe Messina, 93 years old.
93?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know I'm crazy. I'm like listing off these ones that are probably from older than your generation, but I like a lot of different music.
There's Bobby Rydell. Now there's one from my generation.
Yeah, yeah. Wild One, Wildwood Days, Bye Bye Birdie. Yeah.
I worked for him several times, in concerts.
Huh.
They had these Old Leaks concerts.
Rayfield Wright, 76 years old, Hall of Fame football player, Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl champion, 71 and 77. We have to mention this one here. Edwin Cantor, 89 years old. He was a bridge player. I didn't know that's something you could be famous for. I mean, that's going to be mean to the guy. The guy's passed away. You know, that was back in April 8th. But the point of the matter is that's kind of like a footnote. Like, that guy is forever footnoted on this, on the internet. Yeah, he died.
There's that picture of Orrin Hatch there.
Yeah.
I didn't know he passed away. Holy cow.
I think he was Utah.
Yeah, Utah Republican, and I didn't like him at all. He's all full of himself.
Right, right, right. Gilbert Gottfried, he was an actor. He had a very distinctive voice. But his comedy was dark humor, and he was up there with Bill Hicks in dark humor quality. He made a joke right after 9/11 that almost ended his career. Because he made a joke about 9/11.
Well, his career's over now.
Yeah, yeah. But he was
67. That's not too old.
No, no. Going through the list here still and trying to find out. Right there, Liz Sheridan, actress. She was the mother, 93. She was the mother of Jerry Seinfeld in the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
And she also played an elf. I didn't know that.
Hmm. That's strange because when I look at I got all these old movies, DVDs,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
I'll see all these people and I know they're not alive anymore. And it just changes everything.
Oh, definitely. Guitar Shortley, 87 years old, and blues musician.
Daryl and Monica. Wow.
Yeah, 80 years old.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oakland Raiders, Buffalo Bills, Southern California Sun.
He was a good quarterback. Very good. He did a lot of him and who's that kicker that I can't remember.
Yeah, that sure.
There was a guy from Erie that might have played with him.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, yeah. They have the football stadium named after him.
Blintnikoff.
Yeah.
I think he caught some passes from him in the Super Bowl.
Jeez, this guy right here, Ronald R. Van Stuckum, 105 years old, Marine Corps Brigadier General. Jeez. How many years? I mean, that guy's seen a lot of things. 105 years old. Born 1916. That's 8 years after my grandfather was born. I'm just, there's ones on here that I know that were pretty, I don't want to miss them, you know, so I'm trying to go through it just nice and slow. Not too fast, but not too slow. Because we have to go to May here. Oh, no, I don't need to. There was a, oh, this is a, I'm going to celebrate this one. You know, this may sound morbid that I'm celebrating someone's death, but Kathy Bolden was a 78 years old. She was a political activist in Weather Underground, and they participated in domestic terrorism. I'm kind of glad that she died.
A convicted murderer.
Yeah, she was, she,
and a Brinks robbery.
Yeah, the Weather Underground was a far left organization that tried to kill.
Well, that's people. Obama's buddies.
I guess. It's a little scary knowing that they were released to the public. That's my politics there for a moment there. I don't like terrorism of any form, foreign or domestic. I don't care if you're left or right. Terrorism's wrong. There's a... This is one that some of the younger kids might know. It's Kevin Samuels, who's a YouTuber, 57 years old, passed away.
Well, I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's true.
I got a tiny house slideshow.
Mickey Galley, singer of Room for All the Roses, Don't Tell the Girl, Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time, Stand By Me. He died at 86 years old. Actor Jack Keller, he was in Big Lebowski and Men in Black 2 and Fever Pitch. He was 75. Bruce McVitie was 75. He's an actor in The Sopranos and Million Dollar Baby, American Buffalo. Fred Ward, 79, actor, Escape from Alcatraz, Right Stuff, Tremors. That was a decent movie. I remember that. Medal of Honor recipient, Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, 84 years old.
I don't know any of these. Randy Weaver.
Yeah, he was a survivalist from Ruby Ridge.
He died.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a guy, yeah, Ruby Ridge, yeah. Where they shot his wife
and his kid,
yeah,
and his dog.
Yeah, he moved to Montana, and I guess he got remarried, and now he's dead.
Yeah, wow. I believe they set him up trying to sell him a shot-off shotgun.
Well, and why they attacked him? I mean, all these federal agents.
They were trying to go after these very far-right white supremacist groups, but the problem is Randy Weaver was out there secluded, so I don't think he was trying to join these organizations. I don't think he was a white supremacist.
Well, the thing that he did that was illegal is he sawed off a shotgun
for the feds.
For one of them federal agents that was undercover.
Yeah, they were trying to set him up.
Well, they did, and they went and shot his wife and his kid and dog.
They shot his wife through the doorway, I believe.
Yeah, it was a sniper shot that missed what he was aiming for and got her instead.
I think it was on purpose. That's just me. Maggie Peterson, 81 years old. Andy Griffin Show. Bill Donut, Dana Show.
Well, if she had something to do with Andy Griffin, then she must have been famous. I must have known her.
Oh, sure.
Because I got all those DVDs.
Her? Recognize her?
No.
Yeah, well, she was on there. I believe I never seen her. Yeah, we had... Just going through all these, there's...
Yeah, I don't recognize any of these people.
Yeah, these are people I have no clue. Like, I know some of the names, but they're not, like, noteworthy to mention. We're just, you know...
Well, they probably are, but just nobody else would recognize.
Right, right.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, American actor.
Goodfellas, Something Wild, Field of Dreams. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Field of Dreams. That was Jackson. What was that guy's baseball player's name?
Right.
The White Sox. I don't know. I can't remember. That was a good movie.
Right.
They just wanted to play baseball.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. How about this one? Alden Roach. Rocha? Roach. 77. No. Broncos, Packers, and Seahawks.
No.
77 years old. You know, this is a... You look, go through a lot of these and, like, you recognize some of the things that they've done. Like, there's Dave Smith. You know, that sounds really crazy. I recognize he was the founder of Sequential. There's so many people that, you know, we don't even begin to know. Here's right there, Hal Bynum, who's 87 years old, Lucille, Chains, Papa Was a Good Man. You know those songs?
No.
Yeah. You know, you don't remember them?
No, not Seals and Croft.
Where's that? Oh, Jim Seals.
Oh, did he die?
Yeah, I'm looking for him. We'll get to him. I think he's down further.
Wow. I worked at the Continental Rubber Works, and there was a guy that looked exactly like him. Exactly like him. And he went into the wheel abrader to try to fix something, which is full of nitrogen, and he didn't get out in time. Well, nobody found him because he's working third shift.
Right.
And didn't find him till the next morning, and he was frozen solid.
Oh,
just
geez.
Frozen solid. What a shame. What a shame. Just a young guy trying to earn a living.
Jim Seals is 80 years old. Seals and Croft, the champs.
Wow, that's
Summer
amazing.
Breeze, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because I was just thinking about him.
Oh,
you know, I think we ought to play that song, Summer Breeze.
Yeah, we could do that.
They had some other good songs, too, but... they had some other...
Yeah, we can get that one there.
Then, oh, that's all right. Let's just keep going through the list here. I bet there's going to be a lot more surprises.
We're almost halfway through, Bill.
Halfway?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I know. We can kick it up a little notch if you want.
Yeah, we'll keep her going. Keep her going. Just look for the...
The big ones, right?
The names you remember, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going through it, trying to. It's difficult because they all start looking like a blur.
Yeah.
That's the big one. You know that
George Weyerhaeuser Sr. He was a kidnap victim.
Oh
wow, that was the guys with the wood.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, Magnolia, Zodiac, and Rush Hour. Philip Baker Hall, 90 years old. He passed away. I recognized him. Yeah, it's just. Tough times, you look at some of these.
Yeah.
These people lived a full life. Some of them did. And ended up contributing a lot of different things. Keyboardist.
We haven't come across any Hinkles yet, have we?
No. Brett Tuggle, 70 years old, keyboardist for Fleetwood Mac, David Lee Roth. He wrote Just Like a Paradise.
Thank you.
but just, you know, there's a lot of people that we're going to have. If you see any, just let me know.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
Right here, Sonny Barger. He was 83 years old, co-founder of Hell's Angels.
Oh, Sonny Barger died.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's another one. I knew a lot about him.
Right.
But I didn't know he died.
I used to watch Sons of Anarchy a little bit.
Wow. Another shocker.
Yeah.
Of course, he is lucky to live that long, I guess.
Right, right.
Some of the crazy stuff he did. Huh. Sonny Barger died. Wow. James Caan?
Yep, actor, Godfather.
Wow,
Misery, Elf.
I didn't know he died either.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. James Caan.
Yeah.
Well, he died in a movie, too, in The Godfather.
Yeah,
he's the guy that got all machine gunned up at the toll booth there.
Right, right, right.
Wow. Huh, James Caan. Amazing. Didn't even know that. Probably best I didn't know about all these people because I'd feel bad.
Philip Lieberman was a cognitive scientist. I remember doing research on reports on his research. 87.
Yeah,
years
his
old.
Brother was an independent senator from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Lieberman, an idiot.
This guy was from Rhode Island. Man, there's just, you know, you're going through all these and...
Ivana Trump?
Yep.
Was she the wife of Donald Trump?
The previous wife, she passed away. You know, his oldest kids, Donald Trump's older kids, this is his first wife that passed away.
Huh.
Yeah, she passed away.
I remember that. I mean, they got divorced, though.
Yeah, they were divorced.
Wow.
Yeah. Miles Davis. Yeah, we got that band there. One of the founders of the Church of Satan died. Diane Haggerty.
Haggerty.
Yeah, she was 80 years old. Hell be with her. Sorry, it was a joke. The Church of Satan are not really Satanists. They're just atheists. They're making fun of church. And they use it as a means to, like, counter...
Gets attention.
Yeah, it gets attention and protect the First Amendment kind of rights. You know, when different places want to have prayer in school and stuff like that, they try to counter it and say, well, we want to pray to Satan, too. If you can pray to your God, then we can pray to our God.
Well, just think of every religion did that.
That's what's happening. That's why it's important in America to have our First Amendment rights.
So they just stop praying altogether?
Oh, you can pray silently. August, we're in August now. And, you know, there's a few, like, Robert Semichol, that was a 92, he was a Medal of Honor recipient for during the Korean War. You know, there's just so many, like, you know, we're not going to go through all the ones that...
Yeah, we'd be here till midnight.
Holy cow. Yeah, we already spent like an hour. Tom Elberg was 82 years old. He was a businessman and lawyer, director of Amazon.com until 2019. He died in August. You know, there's a lot more. I know that she passed away, too. We'll get to her in a second. I'm just trying to keep my eyes open for
Magnum PI, Lead Belly, Terminal Island. Roger Mosley, 83 years old, died. Jerry Alson. I don't even know who that is.
Mm-mm.
No. World War II flying ace.
Len Dawson. Holy smokes.
Where's that at? Oh, Len Dawson,
yeah. Oh, man, I knew him well. Wow. Kansas City Chiefs. He was pretty good. Really good.
I'm looking for him right now to see if I can find him.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a...
They used to have them games against Miami, and it was, you know, always close.
Really? Clayton Jacobson II, inventor of the jet ski, died, 88 years old. Hmm. Man, that guy knew how to have fun. You know, you sit there and take this little boat dinghy thing and put some good power up behind it, and you could just fly on it. You know, that guy knew how to have some fun. See, that's why we need more of those kind of people inventing things.
Yeah, inventions are good. There's Len Dawson, Hall of Fame football player. Yeah,
Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs, and also a broadcaster. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, everybody becomes a... If you're a good football player, they'll make you into a broadcaster.
Yeah, good. You're set for life then.
Make some more money and you don't have to get hurt.
Yeah, don't have to have any concussions.
No, but he was a good football player. No question. Wow. All my heroes are going away.
Yeah. Luke Bell, 32 years old, country singer, songwriter. Born 1990.
Huh.
You know, when they say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, when I hear 20 years ago, I'm still thinking 20 years ago was 1980. Okay? My head's... some reason stuck there, 10 years ago. That's 1990. No, that was 32 years ago. That's young, 32 years old. Ernie Shavers, a boxer, 78.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
You know, it just keeps on going. You know, a lot of this was COVID. A lot of this was just deaths. You know, we lost a lot of people in the last 2-3 years. Earl Selbert was a lawyer in the Watergate scandal. He was 86 years old. He passed away. I wonder how many secrets he held. We go through all this list here.
I don't think they're allowed to have any more Watergate scandals, you know? Yeah. I mean, these politicians screwing up left and right.
Oh.
They're not going to bring them to justice. They're not going to get exposed.
No, they're trying to destroy whistleblowers.
Biden's kid,
Hunter Biden.
Just a miserable mess.
Yeah.
And they're hiding it, and they're still hiding it.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Twitter files? The Twitter files that got released?
Yeah, they're unleashing a lot of stuff.
The FBI was telling Twitter to hide and suppress the information about
them. Yeah, and Facebook and the whole 9 yards of them. They were all putting it down.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Russian. They blamed it on the Russian. It's always Putin's fault. Everything. Just like this last cold blast we just got. I'm telling everybody that Putin sent it over here.
That's a myth. Henry Silva, 95 years old, Ocean's 11, Manchurian Candidate, Ghost Dog. Remember that guy? You ever watch Manchurian Candidate? That's a good movie, actually. I thought it was, at least. You know, maybe I'm wrong, and some people think I'm nuts. I'm trying to remember the heck. Imagine living 100 years old.
I don't think we're going to have a complete list because there's still a couple days to go.
Yeah, but we're only in September, you know. It's like we're moving on. A World War II flying ace, Dean Castlewell, Caswell. He was 100 years old. I mean, I got to mention these guys. That's 100 years old, and they were aces in World War II. We're losing those people.
He's lucky he made it through the war.
Yeah. I mean, aces were, you know, targets, man. You know, it's like, it's just crazy thinking about all this. I've kind of heard this. Arlene Bachenet, she was 103. She was an internet celebrity. I kind of seen her a few times. Coolio died. I didn't know that. It was a Gangster's Paradise. See, I didn't know that.
Is he a rapper?
Yeah, he's a rapper. My brother grew up on him. Oh, no, an advertising executive died. How tragic. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Don't make fun.
I'm not making fun of him.
Probably a wonderful guy.
Oh, wonderful. Just, you know, they can sell lead to kids. They're that good. Lead cereal. They make them. You know, it's like a lot of basketball players are from, like...
Sarah Lee? Oh, yeah, professional wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah.
I thought that was a lady who made that food.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a fictional person. Could be a fictional person. That's hard to say anymore. It's hard, you know, hard to know. Founder of Toll Brothers, home builder. Robert Toll. That caught my eye, Toll Brothers. He was a home builder.
Did they invent the toll booth?
No, they were a company that builds and sells residential and commercial properties. They build them. I've heard the name before. Jeez. We're on October 10th. You know, we're... Another Dame Legilia Lansbury. She was an actress and Manchurian Candidate. I remember that. Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Murder, She Wrote. She was a 5-time Grammy winner. She was 96.
Angela Lansbury. Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. Everybody recognized the name. James McDivitt. He was an astronaut in Gemini and Apollo 9, 93. You know, we go through.
Where do you think dead people go?
Well, that's a tough one, man. It's, you know, you could say there's an afterlife. You could say there's nothing, or you could
just
say
your
we go
spirit
back,
or something, or
we could turn
soul?
Back. We could turn back to stardust. You know, like we're never, you know, completely gone, are we? You know, your cells turn into something else. So you could even say, you know, your microbes in you are they part of you, or are they separate, like. All the bacteria that's the good bacteria that's in your
what
stomach.
What if you get cremated?
Well, you're back to the
you're
dirt.
Into dust and
you're back to the dust again. Robert Gordon died. He was a rockabilly singer. I knew about him. Charlie Trippi, 100 years old, Hall of Fame football player.
I didn't know him.
Chicago Cardinals. I don't think you know any Chicago Cardinals, do you? That's an old.
I remember the name, but I don't remember.
Right.
The team.
Yeah, it's just. I misread this one. It says Tom Hoover, 81, and it says drag. I was thinking drag queen. It was actually drag racer.
No, not at 81.
You never know. Yeah. He was a drag racer. Gosh, they're going to have to change that name because they don't want to be associated with the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg Philbin, bassist for REO Speedwagon.
Oh, I like them. They were good. Well, bass players are a dime a dozen. So
no, that guy was a... His bass kind of led their songs, though. You know what I'm saying? It was more, you know, the bass kept that rhythm going. R&B singer, can't take that feeling. Can't fake the feeling. Gerald Hunt, yeah.
Yeah, didn't know him.
Jaredine Hunt, yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
Great
balls of fire. Whole lot of shaking going on. California Confidential. I didn't know he passed away.
I didn't know either.
Jeez.
Nobody tells me anything.
When did he die?
He was a wild man.
It was. See? Oh, wow. The D.H. Pelagio, he was the drummer for Dead Kennedys and Red Hot Chili Peppers. He passed 63 years old. It's kind of crazy seeing that these guys, knowing these bands, they were like popular bands, and this one here was popular in the 90s. That was the 80s. Yeah. And this is the Dead Kennedys were popular in the 80s. It's crazy seeing them being 63. I just hard to imagine that.
Yeah, they get a little too famous, and then they try to keep up.
Now we're in November. We're getting closer to the modern date. The current date, I mean. You know, Ray Guy, 72. He was a Super Bowl champion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was the kicker for the Oakland. Oakland Raiders.
He was a punter, yeah.
I think he still has some records. He was really a good kicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Ray Guy, yeah. Wow.
72.
That's amazing.
So you could be an athlete like that and have something go wrong, you know?
He was very famous. I mean, he was very good at what he did. I mean, he was a new weapon that they used. He kicked a long ways.
Yeah. There's a Aaron Carter is someone that younger kids would know. He was 34 years old, had songs like Crush on You, Leave It Up to Me. He was born in 87. He died when he was 34 years old. Quite popular for the younger crowd. If you know who he is, then it's usually typical younger generation. That was a shock for a lot of people. They were shocked by it. You know? This guy here. No, I don't recognize him. Never mind. I was going to mention something about him, but I'm not. Oh my God. Bud Friedman. He's 90 years old, comedian, founder of the Improv. You know where the Improv is, right?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, the Improv is in New York City. I didn't know he died. Holy crap! That guy opened the doors for like comedians to start out. Like, what's his name? All the famous ones they started.
90 years old.
He saw a lot of famous comedians come through his door.
Like George Carlin. Kind of stuff.
Yeah. Richard Pryor, you know, you name it. You know, a lot of people have gone through. We're just going through the final months here, the final 2 months. This is one for me, Fred Brooks, 91 years old, computer scientist. He did OS 360 in. We have to recognize his contributions to our modern day computing. You know, we tend to forget that. The Blues Project, Danny Kolb was 80 years old. He was a blues guitarist for the Blues Project. You know, we got Gone with the Wind, Red River, Broken Arrow, Mickey Cohn, 90 years old. I'm not seeing any more here anytime soon.
So many names. We probably missed a few, but...
Yeah, there's so many. It's a huge laundry list. You know, just...
John Hadle. Wait a minute. Back up a little bit.
John Hadle. Yeah, right there. Hall of Fame football player, Chargers, Rams.
Wow, that's another very famous guy.
Yeah.
And he was an announcer too.
Right.
John Hadle. Wow, he's no longer here. Holy cow.
That just
jeez. No matter how good you are, you're gonna.
Yeah, the guy who's how old again? You know, like, you know, he's up there in his age.
He was good too, really good.
Bob McGrath, he was an actor. McGrath, he was an actor in Sesame Street. He's well known for that.
Christy Alley.
Yeah, Christy Alley, Cheers, you know. She's never good on Frasier because she had a disagreement with the guy that acted in Frasier, but that's a whole different thing. She was a Scientologist, which is a cult. Roddy Jackson, he's a rockabilly singer.
Didn't know him.
Yeah. I went down a rockabilly in the past few years trying to listen to different genres just to kind of give it a try out. You know, there's more than just Johnny Cash and rockabilly. There's a lot of music out there. So, no. I'm not seeing.
Well, I don't know who all these people are, but it's nice that they're remembering them for something.
Oh, sure.
Whether it's politics.
Big or small, yeah.
Whatever it is.
The Tubes.
Sports.
Yeah. Musicians.
When I go, the world ain't even going to notice. They won't even blink.
Yeah, you never know.
Won't blink an eyelash. Which is okay.
Norman Amberson was an engineer and scientist, 86 years old. I knew about him. Franco Harris, 72.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, the 20th. Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, 72 years old. You know?
Wow, that's my age.
Yeah.
I bet he got a COVID shot and boom, that's what killed him.
We can look it up right here. This is the beauty of the internet.
Well, they're going to say that. They're not going to. They're going to say they don't know what happened.
deaths. He died in his sleep at his home. That's what happened. Who knows? He could have had a heart attack in his sleep. You know, if you were to go.
I think that's what. Something like that happened to Gary. I'm not sure.
Blues. Walter Wolfman Washington, he was a blues singer. He died in December 22nd. 79 years old. And here we are. That's pretty much it. You know, we got, I don't think there's any more.
Well, who's the last one of the year that we know about?
That is Kevin Payne. He was a 69-year-old soccer executive. What they call football.
Yeah.
So, Demetrius Johnson, he's 61, football player for Detroit Lions and Miami Dolphins. I remember him.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, he died too. That's rough. So what do you say, Bill? We kind of ended off with,
Yeah, you end it. You might, you got a Christy McVeigh song?
Yeah, from Fleetwood Mac, yeah.
All right, let's try that.
All right, guys, have a good day.